Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so first up, this is interesting. Florida, this is a Florida Welcome Center. I don't know what all your Florida Welcome, what your Welcome Center in your state has, but the Welcome Center here in Nassau County, Florida, well, there in Nassau County, Florida, was busted, and two people were arrested because apparently it was a mobile meth lab. Aren't all meth labs mobile, though? Don't they have to be?
Depends on how fast you run.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. So Florida Highway Patrol busted and arrested two people for trafficking and manufacturing methamphetamine near a Florida Welcome Center. The FHP conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle suspected of having an illegal window tint. I think the tents are ridiculous, but that's a whole other, like the restrictions. I'm going to go off on a tangent. The vehicle was stopped on I-95. They said the driver and the male passenger, they were on their way to Apopka, Florida from Charleston. They said that both of them had, they were weird. They had narcotics in there. They knew something was out. They were transporting meth. They were, apparently they had all the chemicals and some meth on them, all the chemicals to make it and also some of it. And apparently it was all going in and out of this. They had a little mobile meth lab right up there at the, right up there at the Welcome Center. Welcome. Here's your meth. I mean, not that they do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of reminded. Let's see. A Florida Sheriff's Office employee allegedly made up a story about two black men attempting to carjack him after he shot himself in the leg while fidgeting with his gun. Oh, my gosh. This guy. I could take one look at this guy and be like, okay, the way that you fix your hair, I don't want to give you a gun. See, this is why you cannot have me in elected office. A member of law enforcement, they fabricated this goofy story and invoked race. This guy, his name, I'm going to be mean. His name's Dakota, and he spells his damn name D-A-K-O-T-A-H. That is like women putting an I on everything. Okay, stop it. He was previously employed as a telecommunicator with Hernando County Sheriff's Office. He's 21. He's since resigned. He's been charged with all kinds of stuff. Tampering, fabricating physical evidence, all those other. Deputies responded to a call about an attempted carjacking and shooting. He shot himself in the leg by playing with his gun. This is one of the most ridiculous stories ever. It's because if I was like screening applicants for a deputy and I saw this guy's name was spelled that way, I would say no. No. Bye. Dakota with an H. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience, and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward, visit angel.com/freedom. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. So a Republican state senator, you know how Hunter Biden's laptop, his own laptop, he was the, you know, the guy who put all the pictures up on his laptop himself, shared all of this himself, and it became news because it's the president's son, and these are images of the president's son in very compromising positions, doing very compromising, grody things with hookers and blow. And so this, you know, it made the rounds. I mean, it was something that made the rounds. And so now this state senator in Arizona, he could actually face criminal charges, apparently, because he shared this stuff on social media. Not state senator, but it's a Arizona senator, excuse me, Wendy Rogers. Wendy Rogers had retweeted footage to her followers on Twitter And now they're trying to say it's a revenge. Some are trying to, they want to go after her for revenge porn. I would think that that, now just looking at this very clinically, I would just think that you would have to argue that it's, I think would have to meet a number of definitions legally in order to be classified as revenge porn. Don't you think so? I don't think that that's something that you can just immediately say is revenge, right? Can you? I mean, why are you? Look, I know he's got something to say because he starts fidgeting with stuff over
there.
The
way I understand it, and from what I've read, is if you were in a relationship with someone and you happen to, you know, record them, and then you break up, and then you put out those private recordings, that is revenge porn. This Arizona senator did no such thing. She didn't have relationships with Hunter Biden. There was nothing in revenge. What revenge? Did they break up? Did they have a relationship and then break up? No, they didn't. And that's sort of what the law spells out. Now, it's a little confusing when you read it, but that's pretty much what it says.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. I just think that you would have to make that, have that legal. You would have to define that legally. And I don't think that that meets the measure, the legal definition to say that that's what this is. You know, I don't think that that's what this, I don't think it does that. And so, it, to me, I that seems lame, but that's the what, that's the argument that they're trying to, or the tactic that they're trying to use, because she posted, it wasn't just her that posted this online. You realize that this was everywhere. But by the way, do you also realize that he also posted this online? Hunter Biden posted this online. Did he revenge porn himself? I don't know. I mean, I just. It is so goofy that this is what they're. Oh, she's in hot water. And then one guy, I what's his name? Tom Ryan, who's some Democrat. Some, I love how the story, which is poorly written, it's probably written by some Democrat who overpaid for their education at Brown. He said, saying, "Oh, it's not a defense if she took them down. Would it be any more of a defense if you robbed a Circle K and then later gave the money back? You don't get to wipe out the robbery." What, he was the one who posted this stuff. I mean, he literally didn't. He had accounts online. He had accounts on all of these porn sites. He posted all of this stuff online anyway. And then he was the guy who leaves his laptop there. I mean, the way that they treat this guy and excuse everything that he does. So now they want to go after Wendy Rogers. Oh, she may have breached Arizona's revenge porn law. Intentionally posting an image without consent is a criminal offense. He posted these, though, himself. He made videos. I mean, he was a pornographer and he posted it online. So that's all. And this is no, this is news because it's the son of the president of the United States who is putting the nation in a compromising position. So this is I to me, I think that that's a bastardization of any of that. I mean, this is, oh gosh, the images are so gross. I mean, if you're going to sit here and use daddy's money on hookers, can you at least hire some good looking hookers? Right. I mean, oh gosh. It's Monday and I shouldn't really start already, but I just think that maybe the bust should not stick out less than the stomach if you're going to spend that much on hookers. Just a normal, you guys, I'm going to say what you're all thinking because no one will say it. I will, because I don't care about making friends. So I know that was, so we're starting off our Monday. Now, in addition to that, a couple of other things. There was this, it's finally mattering, I guess. The seven grandkids, the number of grandkids. Now, there are two stories that are out right now that, to me, are signaling the green light. It's giving the green light to Democrats that it's okay to go after Joe Biden. So you have the first piece, which is in the New York Times, and it gets in the title of is It's Seven Kids, Mr. President. It's by Maureen Dowd. And it gets into how the Bidens have been ignoring one of their, you know, their youngest granddaughter. They've been ignoring Navy Joan. And so the piece is, and it's seven grandkids, Mr. President, because they always say six. There was the piece that came out last week saying that the Bidens are mad whenever anyone tries to push them on grandkids or messaging about family or anything of that nature, because they say that it's, you know, it's none of their differences, et cetera, or none of their businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And so this whole piece is about questioning why the Bidens are making this so difficult for themselves. In fact, Dowd says that she wants to know why Hunter Biden couldn't act more like Tom Brady, who treats his son by Bridget Moynihan, the actress he was dating before he married Giselle, the same as the two children that he and Giselle had. It gets into Schwarzenegger with his son that with the family housekeeper and all of this stuff. But yet Hunter Biden can't bring himself to acknowledge this girl, nor can the president. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm going right to the survey over the beaches. Apparently, over half of the beaches contain unsafe levels of feces, according to a report from Environment America, which looked at water pollution data from more than 3,000 U.S. beaches. 55% of them had waters that were considered unsafe for swimming at least once a year. Okay, so, like, is this, like, what, who's, fish or people? And who's doing aqua dumps in the sea? Where is this coming from? Who is, like, I feel like this is the best way to handle the situation? Who does that? I have no words. I'm shocked, America, shocked. But I do, like, is it, like, honestly, like, fish, sharks, or what is it? I don't know. Anyway, I'm just relaying the information, so you have that. Let's see. Ooh, oh, boy. Iceland's volcano is, it looks like it's going to erupt. They've had swarms of earthquakes now for days, and this is rattled part of the peninsula in Iceland. And so they said that they're anticipating, well, they said volcano eruption near Iceland's capital. So they've been, the Icelandic Meteorological Office, they raised the aviation code to red after the eruption northwest of a city that I can't pronounce, and it is even hyphenated. They said their main airport says there's no flight disruptions. All the consonants are there in Iceland. Consonants. They have all of them. The Northern Lights are said to be visible from 17 states this Thursday. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks says they're predicting the Aurora Borealis lights are going to be visible in states farther south than usual. Typically, it's just seen in Alaska, Canada, Scandinavia, the North, etc. But they said you could now see it in states as far south as Indiana and Maryland. They'll be visible in Alaska, Washington, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Vermont, the Dakotas, New York, New Hampshire, and Maine. And they said it'll be low on the horizon in Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Indiana, and Maryland. So it's going to be, so you look for that if it's not overcast, which it may be. Nobody knows. A record share of Americans are living alone. Nearly 30% of American households are single person. It's a record high. It's U.S. Census. Solitaries is what they're calling them. They say they made up 8% of all households in 1940, and now it's an estimated 29% in 2022. Wow. So up next, Stephen Yates joins us on a number of different foreign policy issues. Don't miss.
So I'm joined here by local leaders to give an update on the current situation, what we're anticipating going forward, and what residents need to do together, how we can stand up and using every bit of our power, mobilizing to fight the ravages of climate change, because, again, these are unprecedented weather events that keep hitting us over and over and over again. So we must change our behavior as a planet, as a country, as a state, and in our own homes. And we're going to continue that conversation in earnest, because we have to know that we have to do everything in our power to protect our citizens.
So what is she, because they're going to get a lot of rain, right? Isn't that what the thing is? The deal? That's Kathy Hochul, governor of New York. I'm Dana Loesch, your lovable curmudgeon and hostess. Welcome back to the program. Third hour of our show. Listen coast to coast. Stream. Simulcast of the radio program. Channel 347 DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook. Always good discussion on YouTube. They're getting a lot of rain. That's the forecast, right?
Yep.
So, I don't get her deal here.
Yeah.
And she was mad. She I think made reference to the wildfires in Canada because you had all the complete lack of forest management up there. So, what am I missing? There, it's rain. They not deal with rain? I mean, I think the Pacific Northwest would like to have a word. I think you're going to, you know, what I'm actually concerned about, did you guys see the link that I shared with y'all in Slack crew? I mean, they're talking about rain coming through. Did you guys hear about the massive dust cloud from the Sahara Desert?
Yeah.
Drifting 5,000 miles over the Atlantic towards the U.S.? It's called the Saharan Air Layer, and it is so dense it was spotted on space satellites this week. This is like the cedar pollen of the African continent. I think the Saharan dust. It's like cedar pollen.
So it's desert dust?
Yeah, it's like desert dust. So you can go out there and be like, I'm in the Saharan Desert. Apparently, it's going to be floating over. I find this fascinating. 5,000 miles over the Atlantic towards the U.S. It's going to bring extreme heat and impact air quality in a number of states, including Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. They say it's going to turn hazy. It could turn brown from the sandy plume. It's going to linger over the weekend, and it's going to catalyze scorching temperatures around 105 degrees in Florida. And you're going to see an uptick in allergies. The sunsets and sunrises are going to be amazing, though. But it will suppress tropical thunderstorms, they said. And they, meaning the meteorologist. They call it the Saharan Air Layer. And they said when the air mass combines with strong jet streams, the plumes can travel thousands of miles. So we're totally going to get hit. It's going to be all over. It's going to totally cover all the Caribbean islands. And AccuWeather's tracking it. It's a 3.6 million square mile blistering hot desert. All the dust from that's coming over. So I said it's going to be hazy. Oof. It's going to be bad. It's going to be rough. So I would be more like, where's that at? You know, do you see people? I don't know. Are they having catastrophic flooding? I'm trying to understand why she's freaking out over weather. It's like when people freak out, oh my gosh, it's triple digits. And yeah, because it's summer. So it happens. Stop fear mongering. Stop it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Loesch's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.